Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Let's make love to the mic.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, Goo, think of what Jimmy Butler has done for Steph Curry's mentals.
Oh, it's...
I mean, that's MVP worthy in and of itself, I would think. We all know that Jimmy Butler's helped Curry on the court, but boy, he seemed to have provided Curry with a confidence that he'd been lacking.
So, I didn't tell you.
And when Steve Kerr said that, you had a problem with it. But we know Steph was struggling with his role before Jimmy Butler got here.
He deserved it.
Mm-hmm. I just want to tell you this. Evan, I wasn't bored, but I had nothing to do over the weekend because it was raining. And I went and played our video interview with Steph on the big screen. I was watching. And there were two times I wanted to reach out and hug the person we interviewed. Buddy Hield, when he said he wished it was him that got traded instead of Wiggins. Stoney, I'll never get over that. And then Steph, when he looked at you and said, all I ever wanted was a chance. Like, and now he's got one. So to your point, the mentals are on one thigh. Wow. Like,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, you know,
I thought I'd share it with you.
When you think about the greatest of all time, I think Jordan ever lost his confidence?
Never.
Kobe?
Never.
Bird?
What?
Magic?
No. Yeah. And Curry either.
Oh, I thought you said he just did. He seemed to lose a little confidence before Jimmy Butler.
I said despondent after.
Oh, I thought.
No, I was saying.
Oh, yeah.
All he ever wanted was a chance. they got a chance now.
Gotcha.
I'm not saying he lost his mojo.
Oh, of course.
No. What do you want from the guy, Steiny?
From who?
Curry. Guy gives you a jersey and you're like, he ain't the MVP.
Listen.
I'm playing.
Listen. Two things. If I changed my tune on Steph Curry because he gave me a jersey, what would that make me?
We
would make
having,
me a
we wouldn't
sellout.
Have, yeah, we wouldn't have a show.
Would make me somebody who could be bought and paid for.
Yeah, you'd be ready for politics, though.
In fact, by the way, I've already done the right thing, and I've submitted to my college, Franklin and Marshall College.
Oh,
will not accept.
What?
I will not accept any Hall of Fame honors at this point.
What?
Because it would look like there's impropriety.
To who?
To everybody at FNL.
Steiny, look around. Now, you see our world?
Steiny.
There's so much corruptness.
Steiny.
Just get in where you fit in.
You got into the hall because you got a Steph Curry, Franklin, and Marshall.
That's what it would be. Okay. That'd be the only reason I got in.
All right.
Oh, Steiny got Steph Curry to say I'm a diplomat for the day. Put him in the Hall of Fame. That's not who I am. That's not who I am. Merit only.
So...
Yeah.
I work with Prize Picks, right? Courtesy of the station.
All right.
And if Prize Picks said, hey, Guru, we got a Cadillac Escalade that we could put you in for nothing because you're part of the family.
Right.
That comes with the territory. So that's all Franklin, and I would do it if they offered. So we see that every day, all day in life in America. So why wouldn't you go into your house? Why are you your own worst enemy? Why do you think that you're not worthy when...
Because I didn't get in already.
But you had a Hall of Fame moment with the chef with that jersey. That supersedes anything you did on the court.
Well, and that's why I'm not going to say
that. Evan, go ahead, man.
Does this make you ineligible? Because what if in 5 years, the Veterans Committee of Franklin and Marshall
says,
you know, you didn't quite cut it, but you did something pretty cool. And you helped get us this great recruit because he saw the Franklin and Marshall jersey with Steph. Let's just throw him a bone. But they don't tell you that. But in 5 years, you think that the period's up, you know? When's the grace period end, Steiny?
That's all.
It doesn't.
So enjoy it.
No.
If it comes.
I couldn't now.
You wouldn't go anyways.
Wow.
Yeah, it depends. I might be retired by that point.
Austin in San Jose said, you would be a sellout if you did that.
Would or wouldn't?
You would.
But I know I would.
Stop.
Yeah. Let's go to Victor.
We all got a price.
Victor in Fremont.
That's true.
Hey, Vic, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Hey, hey.
I'm doing good. I'm going over the bridge, so you might lose it. Hopefully not. Okay. But I just want to first say I love you guys.
Thank you. Back at you.
The above par. When I get off work, you guys make my day. I just love it. Love the pros and the cons. You guys work well together.
Thank you.
Now, on the point with Jonathan Kuminga, well, you know, the whole thing is don't fix up if it's not broken. The chemistry right now is doing great. That doesn't mean you can't tweak it. I think Jonathan Kuminga, to talk to him, say, hey, look at what Iguodala did. Came off the bench. He can become an MVP off the bench. And still play good and get high points and make a change in the game. Because the Warriors that did that, just no more 5 deep. It's literally 10 to 12 deep. So I think with the addition of Kuminga coming back and Paz, they come off the bench and they can still rotate and depending who they're playing, I think they'll be phenomenal.
They certainly look good now, Victor. Appreciate the call. And yes, I mean, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about Kuminga, his first two games back, but
I'm happy.
I think he's been good.
Yeah.
Really good. And more than that, it's so obvious that he's trying to do what they're asking him to do. That's, to me, what I see from Jonathan Kuminga.
Has he ever strayed away from that? Because I felt bad thinking.
Well, he
didn't ask him to make an atomic bomb. It was like, dude, just play ball and be yourself. Well, and I think I'm mad that I was worried.
Well, where'd the 5 assists come from the other night?
Well, Stein, I could be honest and say guys hit the shots that he made the passes to. If we really wanted to break that down, he could have had 5. He could average 5, you know? It's all about the guy you're giving the ball to making it. I'm a little disappointed in myself from the standpoint of, did I really think Kuminga was going to come out there and try to go Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf? Like, nah, he's fitting in and he's smart enough to know what time it was. That's all.
I mean, he's played 34 games and he's had 5 assists in 3 of them. And one was Saturday night. So that's one thing that, yeah. I don't think he was as aggressive as when he left, and I don't think he should be. The other thing is, like, you know, you say when they tell Jonathan to be himself, well, unfortunately, for a good chunk of his career, Jonathan Kuminga didn't rebound, and Jonathan Kuminga wasn't a great passer. So if he's doing those things now, that's what helps lead to winning basketball. I don't think they need Kuminga to average 20 a night. I think they need him to get you 18 or 20 nights when they need him.
Well, I ain't mad at that. But, Stani, as you already know this, they have the margin of errors for what they did in the first half of the season is out the window. It's go time, but they're going to need more. They're going to need the Jonathan Kuminga ultra-aggressive package at some juncture, which includes scoring and shots and attacks on the rim against better teams. And I think that's coming.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know because he's not the next guy up if they need buckets. Next guy up if they need scoring is Butler. Mm. But again, the way I look at Kuminga and the way I look at guys coming off the bench is that chances are he's not going to come off the bench and be great every night. All right. So when he's good, when he's really good, does he help you win a game?
Mm.
Because that's what it's going to be. You know, Curry and Draymond and Butler are going to win the Warriors some playoff games.
Gotcha.
But they're going to need Kuminga and Moody and Pajemski and maybe Heald to win them a couple games that they wouldn't ordinarily win if, let's say, the big three didn't play well enough.
And what did you make of, like, did we kind of watch that Saturday in a sense? Not that the big three played bad, but New York was playing hellified defense, I thought. Stani clogging the middle. Like, it was difficult out there, especially when you don't get to 100 points. Who stepped up? Moses Moody.
Yeah, I mean, it was a game where both teams were on 100, and I don't know if that's going to be the norm in the postseason or not. But they've played defense when they've needed to play defense, and they've scored enough when they've needed to score enough points. So 888-957-9570 is the number. Jonathan Kuminga, two games in, looks fine to me. I mean, to me, more important than, you know, the 10-5-5 or whatever he had night one is he does not look like he's favoring that ankle at all. He looks completely healthy at this point. Yeah.
What was it, four dunks in the first game back against Sacks in the fourth quarter, I believe.
This is Draymond Green.
Day.
Talking about, and this is, you know, if you ask the Warriors what their challenges might be, we hear a lot of talk about size. Draymond Green talking about the Warriors' size.
100%. I think before we just didn't quite have the size to match up to that type of size that team has and physicality that they play with. And now we do. And it makes the game a lot more manageable, a lot more fun to play in. And it obviously gives us a... Oh, I got it. That was nice. So I think, and obviously you can see in the wins that, you know, we can stand up to that type of physicality a lot better than we could before.
My question would be why?
Well, Jimmy Butler.
Wiggins bigger than Butler. He's bigger than Butler.
Only he could answer that.
Strong
as Butler, though, Stani?
Some of it's got to be... Part of it's got to be Quentin Post, I would think, because they're playing him 15 or 20.
But I'd love to hear him answer your question on why.
Maybe it's because Jimmy plays on the interior and Wiggins was playing a lot on the perimeter. Maybe Butler's more physical defensively. Do me a favor. I got to believe Butler rebounds more than Andrew Wiggins.
What was that he was trying to get?
What do you mean?
What was that? Oh, I almost got him.
It was like a bug.
Well, not a rat.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was the microphone.
Rats?
Yeah. Microphone falling. Let's see.
Think he's the Karate Kid or something? Like he just used chopsticks to pluck a fly
out
of the air?
I tell you what, if you're not watching Cobra Kai, the new season on Netflix, you are missing out. Danny Caruso!
Yeah, I mean, Butler's a better rebounder than Andrew Wiggins. Huh? No doubt about that.
And he's a better defender on ball? Like, see, Wiggins was no punk out there, Sonny.
You know what? It feels like guys have gone by Butler here and there.
But Sonny, I feel like he's still working on his stamina and his legs.
I mean.
I think that's why we're seeing Shotgate a little bit. He's still working on that.
So he's been here for 6 months, 6 weeks, still not in shape.
No, I'm not saying that.
What are you
saying? Sounds more derogatory. No,
oh, of course.
I'm just saying
conditioning issues for Butler.
No, he's
of course not.
He has standards. He has standards.
So anytime,
have you seen him at the rim? Sometimes
there we go again.
Here we go.
Any Warrior who's slumping. That'd have banged up.
Nobody said slumping.
Yeah, banged up a little bit.
Evan,
Butler.
How many times have we seen Butler with nobody on him, kind of? Mr. Putback. And it's like, what did I just watch? And I'm like, brother working his legs out. That's all, E.
Well, it's been like 15 games. I mean, if he's still working his legs out, he must really not be trying. Which I think he is.
It feels a little like you're pandering.
I'm not good at that. I'm really not.
I mean, Jimmy Butler.
And I'm not going to hold the players
accountable. Is who Jimmy Butler is. And if you think he's not finishing enough around the basket, then he's hurt.
I have no Stoddy.
He's hurt.
He's telling you there's a different Jimmy come playoff time. That's all.
Buddy Hield was really, really healthy in that game against the Kings and Saturday against the Knicks. Boy, he was hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just tell he was hurt, Buddy Hield.
I'm not doing that.
And, that's the way that was.
When you getting back out there?
Out where?
To see, because tomorrow night will be the first time I get to see Jimmy in person. I was just thinking about you.
I don't know.
All right, we should go.
It's tough for me to go without Fitz when I'm watching a Warrior game.
Well, I told you all you got to do is go to Macy's or somewhere and get you something nice.
What are you talking about?
You said Fitz.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Evan, I thought he was talking about his garments.
Oh,
Stiney, I call our wardrobe Fitz. You look nice. So when you said
this is a new shirt too,
you look phenomenal.
I have four new shirts,
dude. You look great.
This is one of them.
That's why when you said Fitz, you meant Fitz.
Bob Fitzgerald.
Yeah, the man.
Let's go to Ace in Marin. What's up, Ace? How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you? Good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
You know, this is the first time a few minutes ago I've heard in weeks anyone discuss Wiggins versus Butler. Mm. It's been Jimmy Butler all the time. I'm very curious. Yes, Butler's an awesome ball player, but what does that say about Wiggins, who he supplanted?
Go ahead, Stan.
Do
we have to demean Wiggins because he was a champion here? Maybe it just had ran its course with Wiggins, and what Jimmy brings is obviously something different, and the Warriors needed it, and the rest is history.
What do you think, Ace?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to throw it back to.
Who feels a little uncomfortable with that?
I find it very interesting. I was not a huge Wiggins fan. 2022 Wiggs, fantastic. But this year he was better, and as you point out, size-wise, he's comparable to Butler. So I find it really fascinating that you insert Jimmy into the lineup, and all of a sudden they're 15-1. It's kind of crazy.
Wow, man. I completely agree, and I'm looking at, and I know this is not, and thanks for the call, Ace, appreciate it.
Give it to me.
This cannot be right. This cannot be right.
It has to, Stoney.
It was wrong. This cannot be right. Hold on a second. 18. This cannot be right. 4.2.
Yeah.
This cannot be right.
For you to say
Hold
it
on.
Is.
Hold on. 2.3.
15 Quit and teasing one. It and say it.
Come on.
Hold on. I want to make sure I get it right. All right. Jimmy Butler.
All right.
On the Warriors, how many points is he averaging? On the Warriors,
I'm going to say 16.
Point.
4.
Isn't it 8?
I was looking at some wrong numbers.
Oh, God.
My point is the numbers between Wiggins and Butler are actually very similar. That's what I was trying to get to.
So it's the intangibles.
They're both averaging about 17. Butler averages more assists. More assists and more rebounds.
Well, Wiggins shot the three, you would think, 20 times compared to what Butler's doing.
Wiggins is shooting.
Oh, shot attempts from the three.
Forget it. I got it all mixed up.
Tomorrow, class.
I got the numbers right here.
Yeah, God, thank you, Evan.
Well, do you want the full year, or do you want since they've changed teams?
Whatever makes Wiggins look more similar to Butler, statistically.
Okay, how about this then?
Yeah.
When Wiggins was playing for the Warriors this season, he averaged 17.6 points per game on 44% shooting.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler, since he's gotten to the Warriors, has averaged 16.4, so Guru was correct, points per game on 44% shooting from the floor.
Okay. Can you go the other stats, rebounding and assists?
Butler is averaging just about 6 rebounds and 6 assists, and Wiggins averaged 4.6 rebounds and 2 assists when he was with the Warriors.
There it is. The assists, to me, are the big thing.
And that's called playmaking, right? That's the difference, Tiny.
I know, and that's why
he's setting these guys. What he's doing is not on the box score.
And that's just kind of why I always, when Wiggins was here. Go ahead, Evan.
I want to know what stats you were looking at.
Well, I'll tell you exactly what.
This is fascinating.
I was looking at Jimmy Butler's 18.3 career average, and Wiggins averaging 18.3 this year with the Warriors?
Well, Wiggins actually averages 18.5 points for his career.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
So they're the same guy, basically, is what you're saying.
No, they're not. The assists are the big difference. But it's always why it's – but
he's a connector. That's not in the box score.
Right. But when, you know, remember we talked about Wiggins? Oh, Steiny, Wiggins. And I'm like, you know, Wiggins cannot put the ball on the floor and make a pass.
And there, wow.
And Jimmy Butler can. And that's a big difference.
No, we love Wiggins, Steiny, but Evan,
who does?
He was about,
you don't have to.
No,
he's,
we did.
He's not here anymore. You can rip him. That's the M.O. Go ahead and rip Schroeder, too.
I think, stop. I
and
think
Kyle
I'm,
Anderson.
Steiny, stop.
You got something
he?
To say about Lindy Waters?
In Detroit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. Wiggins was about Wiggins, and that's not selfish. He didn't know how to play make and get others involved. And Jimmy Butler, even without those assist numbers, Steiny, he's doing that. He's a master, a maestro at it. And that's what it is.
Yeah. That's what it
wow.
is. That's what it is. What else? Like, defensively? I'm not sure what the difference is at this point.
It's almost like he's a center, man. Like you said that the Wiggins is bigger than him, but he don't play bigger than him. You know what I mean? It's like, man, Jimmy Butler, boy.
707 isn't the biggest stat free throw shooting. We were near last before Butler arrived. Now we're in the top echelon, correct? Yeah. Warriors have been making foul shots, no doubt about it.
And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Also, they were last in this metric and now second in defensive rating. Speak to the people that don't know exactly what that entails as to how impressive that is. What is it, 104.7, Steiny? They're second in the league in defensive rating.
And that's one I want to see over time.
Mm.
That's the one I want to see over time.
Because
they really haven't played anybody. And the teams that they've beaten, a lot of them weren't quite at full strength. And again, I'm not holding it against the Golden State Warriors, but I do believe their defense is better. Are they the second best defensive team in the league? Boy, I don't know that I'm ready to say that right now.
Mm. 107.9, but they've been winning games with it.
You've been watching Minnesota?
No, I get that. I get it.
Those teams really, really get
after
it.
How did the Warriors beat Detroit? Scrapping at the end. Moody getting the ball out of
Detroit was on the last game of a trip.
No, I'm just saying GP2 stripping. Who was it? Cat and Bridges. I mean, what have you? They're just playing. You got to earn what you get against this Warrior team with Butler. That's all. That's what it feels like, Steiny.
We need the Warriors just to lose a game so Goo comes down to earth. Just a hair.
I thought I was down to earth with
you're
this.
No.
With this shot gate, my whole.
No.
People want to hear more about what numbers you were looking at. That was great. Evan to the rescue.
Well, it just took you so long to get there that I know you were crunching them.
I heard you were carrying the one. I heard it too.
No, I just, you know, sometimes Goo gets caught up in when we win. We
why
do every
report.
Because I'm mad now.
Watch the game again then, Steiny.
Easy, Trixie. Settle. Which one was that, by the way?
I don't know. Yeah, there's so many that calling that.
Jan set the bar last week when she was like, this is working.
Hey, by the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Laughing Monk. What was our guy's name who came in here? Friday? Goo? Remember the spokesman? He came in here?
Yeah, he was in knockout, too. Dude, he got to, like, the fourth.
I forget what his name is.
This is where we're so bad.
Why did you bring him up?
Because I was going to
know his name.
Because I was going to make a personal plea to start getting some lager in here. You know what I heard they may do? Get a little, keep a little pony keg on tap. Like all the real
now we'd
companies.
Get fired.
We wouldn't do it when we're on the air. But see, I'll explain to you how to galvanize a work staff. I'll do that on the other side. But first, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change, your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types, welcome.
Steiny, I'm on cloud nine. Let me tell you why. I made one of the best decisions in my life, and that was to get better every day and also lose weight and get more healthy. And what I did, picked up the phone and called my friends at Abundant Life Weight Loss, and the rest is history. I have a goal to lose 30 pounds. I'm at 21 now, 9 to go, and that's just in 11 weeks, and I'm excited. This is what you do. Pick up the phone, give them a call for your free consultation. Tell them your boy Guru sent you. That's area code 925-854-5140. Or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com and just be like myself and Dan Dibley. I mean, I just purchased a new belt last week, and the feeling I had was one of euphoria, and I'm not stopping on this journey. And again, no hassle with working out, no prepackaged meals, no counting points or calories. It's just you and good decisions. Again, that number is area code 925-854-5140. Tell them your boy Guru sent you. You'll be glad you did.
It's tough for me to go without fits when I'm watching a Warrior game.
Well, I told you to, all you gotta do is go to Macy's or somewhere and get you something nice.
What are you talking about?
You said fits.
Bob, it's
true. Oh, fuck!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's our all-timer, man. You understand when I heard you say fits, outfits, and you look dapper today. I thought that's why you didn't want to go out there, because of your fits.
No, I like to watch the game and get my fits.
I got you.
Fits.
Yeah, I got you. That's why I go to the games when I do and then go back and watch them. He's incredible. So is Galena. They need you back. Sidelines.
They don't have a sideline.
Dude, they got him on the ABC broadcast. I don't want to hear the coach while action is going. Split the screen, please.
Let's throw it to Matt Steinmetz on the sidelines. Matt, what do you got for us? I'll tell you what, Bob. I don't know how this team lost a game to the Sixers 3 weeks ago. I mean, they're struggling, this team. I thought they'd be undefeated with Jimmy Butler.
Bring him back!
By the way, I was talking about...
My bad, Stoudy. I'm being goofy. Go ahead, man. We had some fun with you.
One of the things that's happened over the course of my professional life is that we've gone from offices to cubicles to an office building that was just all about work. And now some of these young companies, they have the open floor plan. They have ping pong tables, pinball machines. They have food and drink. And the idea, Guru, is to foster a camaraderie outside of your working hours. So I just thought it was funny the way I said, maybe we'll get a little pony keg of beer in here, and you start thinking about drinking on the air. No, it would be for after the show. Think how much money we could save if we had a couple here, boy, instead of going out.
Stoney, that idea of office camaraderie, yeah, with all due respect, is crap.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Speak you know to why them. The big tech companies and finance companies build in ping pong tables and pool tables and all the...
Camaraderie?
No, it's so you don't leave the office, so you work longer.
Oh,
it's incentivizing
so.
You Come to on. Stay there and have no life and work for the man.
He's right.
Which I'm not trying to do for the rest of my life.
Well...
And be home wreckers.
Oh, where were you? You're out until 12? Where were you? Yeah, I was playing ping pong with Bobby and Matt. I was also working overtime and not getting paid for it.
Yeah, it's like we had a great bar in Lancaster called The Library. Perfect name. Where were you at? I was at The Library.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, no, I was. Seriously.
I was at the Philosopher's Club.
Yeah. Hey.
Now we're all settlers.
Can I ask you guys to back me up on this? We're going to see if you're friends or not. From the 415, it was crickets from Steiny all season about Finchie. First of all, it's Chris Finch to you. Not Finchie, that's his friends. And the Wolves, and suddenly they get the softest schedule in the league, and he's peacocking. Please.
Oh, boy.
Been talking about the Timberwolves all year.
Yeah, there was panic.
There was not panic.
That's bad.
You panicked.
Yeah, I did.
In December.
Yes.
Nobody else panics in December.
I was like, Randall's not a fit. Boy, he's been playing his ass off since he's come back.
Well, he's thrown his first pass of the season, and everybody in Minneapolis is excited about it. By the way, who'd St. Mary's get?
Vandy.
The Fightin' Festuses.
Vanderbilt.
Yep.
You like that matchup, Evan?
If they can get by them, I actually like their path to the sweep.
Wow.
Because Alabama's second-best player just got hurt during the SEC tournament. And that's who they would play in the second
Sears?
Round. Grant Nelson.
Oh, wow. They do have a Sears, though.
Yes, they do.
Fill out your bracket. It's waiting for you in your company email.
Nope.
I don't know how to do it. You just set up a username and a password. I got St. John's winning it on one, and then I got Florida on the other. And then my third one, Lucas, will be tonight. Lucas has one going for the company.
That's the problem.
What?
Oh, I know.
Boy.
This guy.
Evan, you're too young to be this poisoned. What? Evan, what?
You get one of my brackets. You get one, and it's for a specific group of people. I'm not paying $20 to be in 10 different brackets, or I'm going to end up rooting against all of my teams at some point or another.
That's pretty good.
Next time you do have to fill one out.
Which is the one we have to do?
KPIX and Lucas.
I got to tell you something. There's something about that I got a little bit of a problem with.
It's called an assignment.
That's right. And we're not in high school anymore.
But you get anxiety over the littlest expense report.
So,
do you remember when we asked Steiny to watch the Willie Mays documentary, Guru?
And had John Shea coming on the next day, and he watched it about Mars. You just went the other way.
It was called The Planets. And it was on National Geographic, and it was wonderful.
Oh, Stoddy, I bet it was.
It was absolutely wonderful.
Oh, you are my guy.
Listen, Lucas has the official company March Madness pool contest. That's fine.
Okay.
I'll choose to do that or not. This other thing with KPIX, I do resent a little bit.
And we're going to do Zoom calls on the station. Yeah!
We'll see.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
But yeah, we'll see.
Now, I don't do this often, but what's in it for me?
And that's the problem
with
where we're
at. What's in it for me?
You come across like you're not that guy, because I can't stand that guy. I used to be him, but that's where the real Steiny is. What's in it for me?
So,
boy,
so
I appreciate you confessing, man.
Nobody at our office knows that I have an exclusive agreement with KTVU and Sal Castaneda.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Didn't know that.
Well, it's not really true, but I'm going to try to sell it.
The fact I believed it, Evan. Good Lord.
I'm going to try to sell it. Yeah. Warriors play the Nuggets tonight. We'll see who plays and who doesn't.
Warriors -4. -4.
Curry also questionable. Curry questionable. And the Nuggets have Jokic, Murray, and Aaron Gordon all questionable.
But the Warriors haven't beat Denver in forever. This is the one you, like that caller said, it's a must win. It's really not, but as far as we're tired of your crap, things have changed. You ain't beat us with Butler. Tonight would be the night, like Betty White, and just take care of business.
How many times have they beaten Denver in a row?
You mean how many times have the Nuggets beat the Warriors in a row?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven straight wins
for
the Nuggets.
Last time they beat them was when they put them away in the 2022 first
round.
Damn.
So the Nuggets
own it.
The last Warriors win over the Nuggets was game 5 in 2022.
Yes.
Wow.
That is a wow.
Jeez.
And remember they erased a 14-point fourth quarter lead here at Chase a couple years ago on Sunday night. Just like, it's nothing. Jimmy wasn't here.
Do the Bucks play tonight? Will they be coming in on a back-to-back?
Dame does not play tonight.
This will be three games in 4 nights for the Warriors.
But guess who plays tonight? You're Minnesota, so they're playing Indiana at home.
Everybody's playing.
And the Lakers are playing.
I think the Clippers are playing too, aren't they?
The Spurs. Don't look like the Clippers playing. Nope. No Clippers.
Yeah, Warriors got to keep winning.
Rockets host the Sixers. Because there's no 7 in what's left of them.
I mean, they're in second right now.
Dude.
Tied for second.
Sixers, Warriors, kryptonite.
It is funny, isn't it? How did they lose that game?
No Jimmy.
They were without their MVP.
Oh my
That's
God.
Why. They
the
were without their MVP.
Is just being chewed up by the dogs.
Yeah, no, Curry's the MVP. They're 500 when Curry plays. They're 17-1 when Butler plays. I'm kidding.
I know.
I'm absolutely
I know it's basketball,
kidding.
But we cannot get out of here because Willard are about to join us. We left here last week. No use check. He was at gone. He's back. How juiced are you? I did think of you when I got that news.
I don't think I could care less.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
I don't know what they're doing. Jordan Mason, go bye-bye.
Yeah.
I hope McCaffrey and Garrido are up to like, Steiny, what's happening? I don't know.
The window's closed, and they know
see?
It.
Wow.
What do you mean, see?
No, I feel that. Like, for you to say that, usually don't talk and, like, my man said to Wendy, you won't say that to Willard and Dibbs when they come in. You'll be like, hey, he got
let me tell you who's in for too long. Here's my Giants prediction. I think the Giants are going to be lousy.
Are you being serious?
Yes, I am.
And the other past years, you were like, ooh, they
that's right. But I looked at their lineup, and it's like the same as it always is. Hey, Willie Adames. Right, great. One acquisition.
But a couple years ago, they won 107. I know that coach is gone. No, seriously, Steiny. Come on.
You're a funny guy.
You seriously? You're out.
Yes, I'm out on the Giants. I'm flat out on the Giants.
They
have the same team as they had last year, but they have one additional player, Adames. And by the way, your boy's gonna come back to earth.
Ramos?
Yes.
See, that's what, why, man, Steiny, they got more than that though. Come on. Chappie can play. We saw that.
Two players. Chapman and Adames.
What about, you out on Jung-Hoon Lee?
Jung-Hoo Lee.
Yeah, Jung-Hoo Lee.
You know what? I do actually like him, but he's got to come back from injury.
And what, you robbing Yaz of a chance to do something.
He stinks.
Lamont Wade Jr.
He stinks. Keep going.
Flores.
Is he even on the team anymore?
Bailey.
He stunk last year.
With the bat he did.
No, I think they're in trouble.
Kyle Harrison, he ain't making a rotation. I thought he was the next Randy Johnson. I called Butch one night.
Right,
like,
I know. This ought to be great.
No, I said, dude, what am I? He goes, nah, Goo, he ain't never been that. He's good. But, man, Stein, he ain't having a great spring. You shocked me.
How can you jump when a guy throws three shutout innings, you jump to, he might be Walter Big Train like, Johnson. Nah,
that ball was coming out of his hand electric, and I was like, oh, boy. Man, I'm doing what you're saying we need to do about the Warriors in regard to we got to see some more against one thing they can't control, teams at full strength. I kind of get that because they've had some luck on their side. But nobody can ignore Jimmy Butler and why Steph could look at us and tell us all he thinks about and why he's only playing right now for number five and why Draymond would turtle the world on All-Star Sunday night. We're winning the championship.
Random factoids, Donnie. Do you know how they measured Walter Johnson's fastball?
With a sundial.
No, although it's about that old. No, they literally had him throw as a speeding motorcycle went past, and then however fast the motorcycle was that beat the ball is how fast he threw.
Did the motorcycle beat the ball?
It was like 85 or something like that.
So the ball beat the motorcycle. Yeah.
The more you know.
The big train could bring it.
That's a factoid.
The big train could...
technology.
Bring it.
Come along.
What was I going to say? Oh, the 49ers. Yeah, Jordan Mason's going to the Vikings.
Yeah. Good pickup for them. But
we'll see.
Yeah, McCaffrey and Garrido can hold it down, right? Until they can't in regard to health. Dude, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, no, this team's going to be. Listen. You watched the Timberwolves last night?
Yeah, I did. I watched a lot of ball yesterday.
What else do you watch?
They play the Jazz.
What's your point? Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And I watched the Clippers take on Charlotte. Oh.
I'll tell you what.
League pass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Give it to me. Give it to us.
They were literally just fined for tanking.
Lowry Markkanen.
Man, that's the biggest L.
Okay.
Since Larry Johnson.
Lowry Markkanen. Just think about this for a minute.
Oh, my gosh.
Just think about this for a minute. I think this is, look at last night's box score.
I got it up.
Lowry Markkanen. Okay, tell me if I'm right.
Hold on.
Lowry Markkanen is 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
He's a 7-footer.
You're right.
He took 12 shots. 11 from three-point range. And if I'm not mistaken, he had one rebound. Yes or no?
You are right on both fronts. 5 of 12.
What?
6 of 4 of 11 from deep. That's the new NBA, Stoney. A game high minus 22.
He had the LaVine?
Dude, man.
What? You know what?
I might not be ready for a GM role, guys. I just might.
Hey, Mike Dunleavy. Hey, I love you. You've turned it around, but whew.
Stiney, could you imagine? And Paul George, let's throw him in there. I was wrong on him. He couldn't even stay healthy, man.
I mean, he may not play the rest of the year.
I mean, if I'm Philly.
And here's the other thing.
If I'm Dallas, AD don't play.
Jeff Marketing stats up. It's unbelievable. The guy is smack dab in the middle of his prime.
Well, 19,
he's 27. Huh?
19-6 and
look at the games played. Read off the games played for Lowry Markkanen's career.
Oh,
for his whole career.
449.
But it's, do it individually. He's never played. He's never come close to 70.
Once. His rookie season.
Yeah, 62. You got him.
68.
Man.
Go ahead. Keep going.
52.
Uh-huh.
50.
Oh.
51.
Oh, boy.
61.
Wow.
66.
Iron Man.
Jeez. 55.
Oh, boy.
And currently 40. What is it?
Yeah, 40-something.
40, I want to say 48, Evan. You got the young eyes.
Seriously.
But, man.
I mean.
Boy. I was wrong.
Warriors almost pulled a Jeff Garcia and stepped in it.
Well, you think he's shooting from deep this season?
I mean,
that would make me feel a little better, but it ain't the worst.
Obviously, it's up probably in the high 30s, but
35.
So it's not in the high 30s. Well, it's in the mid 30s. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Lowry Markkanen stinks.
Why did they give him all that bread? Because they had to.
I don't know why. I absolutely don't know why. By the way, this is the first day. We're in the Laughing Monk studio.
There we go. And we're laughing.
It's pretty fun times here at 95.7 The Game. Bucks tomorrow, Nuggets tonight. And the Nuggets, they're coming off a win over the Lakers, but then the Minnesota Timberwolves got them last night. So we'll see.
No, Denver beat the Lakers Friday without Bron and Luka,
right,
and then just lost to Washington Saturday.
No, when did Minnesota put them away? Minnesota beat them by like 20.
That was last week. Embarrassed them.
Nuggets will get a good look at the Warriors tonight, and they'll see if they want to maybe open with them in the first round, because they seem to have a
Did you
a Minnesota
agree with
Timberland.
Scott Hastings on Porter Jr.? I don't look at him as a turnstile on D. And obviously, I hadn't seen him before he got those back surgeries. But Stoney, he's athletic to me. I ain't saying Scott was saying that, but I don't see a turnstile on defense. I'll be watching tonight.
I would take his word for it.
Yeah.
Over.
He goes, are they listening? Him. I thought he was going to be more brutal about it, but
I don't get the sense he likes Michael Porter Jr. that much.
I
mean, the other thing is, to my way of thinking, when Porter has to be the second or third option, they're not nearly as good.
Now, I'm going to say this, you and Evan and the listeners, tell me what you think, Stoney. There's just too much Westbrook. I love him. Heart of gold, plays his ass off. But, Stoney, he's shooting too much for me, and I'm wondering if the defenses are like, yeah, that's how we're going to play. You go, Russ, we'll make you shoot or think you can shoot, Stoney. I'm just seeing him shoot a little too much for my liking.
I forgot he was on the Nuggets.
Well, he's giving them energy, but now he's in the starting lineup.
Okay.
I'm saying he's the problem. I'm just saying.
I mean, we'll see him tonight. Yeah. But no, he should be coming off the bench. But I'll tell you what, the funny thing is
and they're third.
You guys have been, not you guys, but I've been hearing periodically over the course of the year, well, Jamal Murray's not quite. His numbers, he's averaging a career high this year. And his efficiency is still pretty good. So, is he all the way back? He's still only 27.
Man.
He feels older than that, doesn't he?
Well, that injury was brutal. Like, I don't know if he's all the way back, but we saw him hit the game winner against the Lakers Friday and tie the game up against Washington before they lost. But, Stoney, it starts with him. I see too many first halves to where he's kind of, doing Wiggins, not playing bad, but kind of floating. But he's got to be Dwayne Wade, like ultra aggressive, as opposed to everybody just waiting for Jokic to do everything, man, because he's doing it.
This from the 415. I thought you guys would appreciate this. My son came home from college on spring break, and he bought tickets to take me to tonight's Warriors game with his own money.
That is. Hasn't quite happened to me yet. Wow.
Okay.
That's dope.
I'd be a little concerned.
But
what's the kid doing in college that he's coming home with more money than he left with?
Hey, you're the old school parent. They don't do that nowadays. Little Johnny, great job. Yeah, let's go.
Next thing you're going to tell me is he goes to Colorado.
Oh, boy.
Or Humboldt.
Hey, simmer.
Does he go to Humboldt?
God, simmer
they got
down.
Stores for that stuff.
By the way, you can do that at any school.
Exactly.
I know. I mean, good for a college kid.
Don't hate on a good story.
It's fine.
That's got to be awesome.
No, it's got to be fine.
Yeah.
If your kid came home and said, hey, yeah, I just bought like these $150 tickets. You want to go to the Warriors game? Your first response would be, how?
I think Stoney's would be, where'd you get the money?
Exactly. So what happened? Mom and Dad have been Venmoing you every week, and now you're taking me to a Warrior game? Something's fishy.
If I was your kid, I'd use what you use on me to start the show. Say what you're really trying to say. I'm doing something illegal, Pop?
Call it like you see.
Yeah, Shannon.
Rather than take me to the game, why don't you just give me what you've been selling?
What about Hastings with the Club Shay Shay reference? It's
podcast. Stiney, the student could be a musician. Oh, yeah, right. Kid's not a musician. You telling me he's going to be able to make enough being a busker to take his dad to the game? You don't make a lot of money being a busker. You know what a busker is?
I ain't going for it.
I was waiting for him. You know what a busker is, Evan?
Something from the 80s.
No, something from Europe.
That In means he doesn't know it, Stoney. What is it?
It's a street performer who's... performs for money, you know.
Specific kind of street performer,
any kind. Like even, for example,
yeah.
Remember when Mark Jackson was in San Francisco preaching from a corner one time?
That counts,
probably.
What about my guy here in the wharf? Who's dressed like the Tin Man?
Absolutely,
I know him.
And they don't move
unless you touch him.
That's a busker.
And the guys on BART that do their, performance.
How do you feel about that?
I get nervous. As long as it ain't a weapon, I'm like, dance all you want.
You give them money?
When I have it.
So no.
Yeah, I didn't win electronic with the money. I don't have, dollar bills.
Throw them a bone.
If I don't have it, how can I? With your Venmo or Apple Pay? Nah.
All right. What do we got? Oh, we got Willard and Dibs coming in on the other side.
And you tell them the Niners thing is closed. Yeah.
What am I going to tell them? What do you want me to tell them?
The Niners, you said the Niners window is closed.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I'm scared of Willard. He'll agree with you, but he ain't all the way. He's curious. We all are, man.
I think I saw a list the other day. There is no longer a free agent list.
Right.
They're all gone now.
Right.
There are no more free agents.
Yeah.
All right, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Safeway.